Something happens. What do you want to be able to tell your kids and grandkids you did? You good with nothing? You good with, I didn't do anything because I didn't think anyone would listen to me. Trump tweeted something mean about me someday. Because you did something. I tried to do something. Where are all of the Republicans who still have little slivers of a following in the cesspool that is the MAGA base?
Let's see, borders are invaded, California laws to take away children, Boebert caught on tape, pharma celebrated in New York. You would think the enemy could come up with more as he is being exposed on all levels through interviews on TV, social media posts on Truth Social and X, Paxton victory in Texas, interviews from President Trump, gasoline car win, and New Mexico win. What else do we have today? Well, let's investigate and get through it today. All right, here we go.
Okay. This country. Fox News had to veer away from a lunatic spewing hatred and death threats for Democratic officials in New York because of the migrant caucus.
She's losing her mind. If you're listening in and you're not watching, this is MSNBC. We've got a reporter losing her mind because it looks like a lot of things are falling apart on their side. Truth Hammer said, seriously, they are losing it and rather terrified. She even cursed on television. Hopefully it was bleeped out by my editor, my son. They sure aren't acting like they are winning and Trump is going to jail soon, because think about it, like Truth Hammer says, if Trump is actually going to jail and they were winning, she wouldn't be having a panic attack on television. Let's continue this panic that's playing out right in front of our eyes.
Everyone is on, I don't even know the word. Everyone knows that we're walking into something hideous and no one will do anything. Yeah. I refuse to believe that nothing can be done. These are people getting their information in part because of the vacuum being created by people with, I don't even know if we call it a spine anymore. That might be an insult to spines. But there are still people out there with followings. He can go out and here's what I want to ask you. When something happens, what do you want to be able to tell your kids and grandkids you did? You good with nothing? You good with, I didn't do anything because I didn't think anyone would listen to me. Trump tweeted something mean about me someday. Because you did something. I tried to do something. Where are all of the Republicans who still have little slivers of a following in the cesspool that is the MAGA base?
Yes. Everybody stand up and give yourself a bow. Thank you, God, for helping get the truth out. Thank you for watching these the enemy just unleashing and freaking out over all their system crumbling. Nobody's listening to their television much anymore, hardly anybody. Those that still listen, I feel sorry for them. They can't even defend themselves, most folks that I've talked to that listen to these television channels. They have a hard time now. You guys are waking up. You guys are sharing. The people that are starting these vacuums of listeners, that would be many channels out there who have caught on to the lies of the mainstream media, and they're not paying attention to you anymore, and that's why she's having a panic attack. And it's so wonderful to watch. Let's see. Do I want his answer? No, he gives this little answers about Trump and blah, blah, blah. And then they talk about all the reasons that they're going to go after him to try to make her feel better. And da, 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 da. See, he talked for a long time. Let's see. Somebody put Ultra MAGA Party put this together to kind of hit on this old dilemma that they're having of panic with Steve Bannon, too.
Where are all of the Republicans who still have little slivers of a following in the cesspool that is the MAGA base?
Yep, that's the quote. And now Steve Bannon's about to let her have it.
In our war, as populist and nationalist, the primary people we have to remove from the equation that we have to overpower politically is the remnants of the donor class and their political apparatus, which is the Bush apparatus. And look how much damage that apparatus has done to the nation. You talk about the blood of in Iraq and Afghanistan, of the lies of the moron 43, and just bald-faced lies, weapons of mass destruction, just bald-faced lies.
And if he does not disarm, the United States of America will lead a coalition and disarm him in the name of peace.
There was a recruiter one time, a sergeant, and they were interviewing him, and they were talking about getting volunteers to go to the force because so many people volunteered because of 9/11. And he says, you know, we went to the command, and what we really needed was for the two Bush daughters to volunteer. And the Bushes would have none of that. Didn't want to speak, could not bring it up, boom, shut it down. Are his two daughters better than anybody else? Are they better than Maureen Bannon and all of her colleagues at West Point? Many of these young women crippled for life? African-American, Hispanic? Or have PTSD? Are the Bush's daughters better than that? He lied and got us into that war. Were his two daughters too precious? No, because that's what they think of you. But remember, Nicole Wallace is Bush's spokesman. The cesspool of the MAGA base, that would be you. That's what they think of you. That's what they think of your family. That's what they think of your sons and daughters. Oh, they will send your sons and daughters to foreign battlefields to die for their system, of which they game that system, and followed by Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, who authorized the raid on Waco, of which he should have been impeached for, authorized that, and then he would have Chinese generals come to the White House with bags of cash, and he was the one with Bush 43, Bush 41, Clinton, and Bush 43, that entire apparatus, the uniparty apparatus, that they got the Chinese into the world trade, and got a most favored nation, the WTO, all of it, and then finance them, open up Wall Street for our greatest enemy. Are those people looking out for the best interests of this nation? You get all the yachts in Monaco and they're all down there partying with your money. They're laughing in your face. You, the cesspool of the MAGA base. The cesspool of the MAGA base. You know what, Nicole Wallace? What we'd like to do is take you over to Section 60 over at Arlington National Cemetery. The cesspool of the MAGA base's sons and daughters that are buried there because of your lies. Because of Bush's lies. That's what's on trial in Texas. They hate you, and they hate your family, and they hate your guts, and they hate your very existence. What they hate most of all is that you want to step up and save this country and take power.
Where?
One more time.
Are all of the Republicans who still have little slivers of a following in the cesspool that is the MAGA base?
Oh, so, you know, Nicole Wallace. I was kind of looking around and said, yeah, she worked for the old Bushes. Kind of starting to make sense now since the old Bushes got crumbled here recently. Fully acquitted on all 16 impeachment charges, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's now restored as Attorney General and will fight to stop Biden's open border agenda. The Bush cartel suffered a major defeat today. We the people are victorious, and Texas is officially MAGA country. Let's move that one to the side. Let's see what else we have. Oh, the Ken Paxton victory is so big. Wow. And that's from President Trump on Truth Social. And also we had this gem from Grace Chong. Need another reason to be wary of the GOP committees? The Republican Attorneys General Association, didn't know they had such a thing, never put out a single statement of support of Ken Paxton from Texas during the impeachment trial, and they still haven't put out a statement of support since his acquittal. Wow. What else could we say about all of this? So, you know, I kind of like hearing these interviews. They come up with the, you know, the attorney general, the lawyer that supported this. I mean, remember he said the Bush dynasty is done, the Bushes are done. That's it. And let's see, there's a part I wanted to get to with this question right about, let's see, we got it right about here. I wanted to get to the right part. Let's just play it right about here. Sorry about that, folks, right here.
Close. You know, the press in Texas spent, and the press nationally spent 3 months convicting Ken Paxton on nothing but innuendo and rumor. And we had a lot of high drama in Texas, and we finally got a chance to cross-examine witnesses. And when that happened, the case pretty much fell flat. And it was very clear that everything that this attorney general, our attorney general of Texas, had been accused of was completely false. And so the vote came out the way it should have come out. It was a just trial. Finally, people were put under oath. Finally, people were examined, and we proved it for what it was, a complete sham.
Tony, in your mind and in the mind of your client, Ken Paxton, what was behind this? What was the reason for this impeachment?
There were several factors. First, there were a lot of allegations made with no proof. And then there were lobbyists that got behind it. And apparently they had went, you know, they started something that they had no proof out of control with the liberal press in Texas. And everything that Ken Paxton had been accused of, nobody who made those accusations were ever put under oath. And when they came to court and they were put under oath, it had to be cross-examined, it completely fell apart. So one of the things we did show was that when this all started, the Bush regime got involved. We know that George P. Bush reactivated his law license. We know that the so-called whistleblowers were represented by a Bush protege. We know that a lobbyist group affiliated with the Bushes were pushing a lot of the representatives to vote for impeachment. And so this is a resounding victory for Ken Paxton and the grassroots in Texas. And I'm very proud to have been a part of it.
And ultimately, it works like the federal level. The House passes it, but the Senate has the trial. And you're saying once the evidence came out, it was clear. Real quick, what does he anticipate to do next? He mentioned he had some pretty strong words in that statement.
He is ready to get to work. I mean, he is ready to get to work. He was suspended without pay. He couldn't do his job. They appointed somebody else to be the AG, and he had to sit back and listen to all of these lies thrown at him in the press. And it was really his time to put people under oath and make them respond, confront the accusers, and it all fell flat. And so I think he's very proud of that. He's proud of the support he received. He's proud of the verdict. He's proud that the trial was fair. And I can tell you, having talked to him many times, he's ready to work.
Ready to work. Let's see. What was he working on before? Laura Logan posted this. Imagine that. Because we had this from March, I believe, of this year. Ken Paxton. May 1st, 2023. Paxton launches investigation into gain-of-function research and misrepresentations by COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers. Oh, no, says Big Pharma. Let's go after him. Let's take him out. We can't have him work on that. We don't want him providing the proof that we were out there sending all types of bad information out to steal elections and to put poison into people's bodies. No, we don't want to do that. And here's another good one from Cowboy W2B. Funny how these things happen. On Ken Paxton's statement on September 16th, regarding his acquittal, ties to a September 16th intel drop on the intel board. What would that be? That would be right here where he puts out his letter telling everybody, you know, pretty much what's going on and how this is playing, his statement on today's Senate acquittal vote on September 16th. He says, finally, I can promise the Biden administration the following. Buckle up. Because your lawless policies will not go unchallenged. And he posted that September 16th. When we look at the intel board, it matches with buckle up. The fight is real. The time is now. Do you believe in coincidences? Pretty cool. We got some great clips coming up with President Trump's interview of mainstream media. I mean, we're just going to take out the mainstream media today, the enemy of the people. Look at those eyes. Oh, my goodness. We're in for a good one here. When I show you that, some great comms from Dan Scavino and so much more. But first of all, I wanted to go into our health just a little while. Folks, I don't want to nag you about your diet, and I don't always eat healthy either. As a matter of fact, my wife caught me eating a whole bunch of chocolate the other day. Anyway, I'll share that the Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure and cholesterol, you got to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's 5 servings. I don't, and you probably don't either. And that's why I take Field of Greens. Yeah, I met with them, talked with them, went through this. I take it. I'm telling you, and like the others, each fruit and each vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs like heart, lungs, kidneys, and immune system. Field of Greens works fast. You'll feel better with more energy. I sure do. And you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will start looking healthier too. If you don't always eat right and exercise, join me and take Field of Greens. Let's get started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com in the description box below. Use promo code LT and you'll get 15% off. That's promo code LT at fieldofgreens.com.
At night, do you worry about going to jail?
No, I don't really. I don't even think about it. I'm built a little differently, I guess, because I have had people come up to me and say, how do you do it, sir? How do you do it? I don't even think about it. These are corrupt people that I'm dealing with. They're destroying our country. I don't even think about it. All I think about is making the country great, making America great. Look, these are political. These are banana republic indictments. These are third world indictments. The president of the United States sees how we're doing. We have a movement, the likes of which has never happened in this country before. And you see it with the polls. I mean, I'm up on these people by 60 points and 59 points. I don't mean I'm at 59. I'm leading them by 59. You almost say, like, why are they campaigning? Asa Hutchinson, he's at zero. Christie's at two. Other ones are at one. DeSanctimonious is at nine. I just see a poll coming. I mean, I'm leading him by 60 points.
Mr. President.
And you say, why are they doing it? But here's what they did. They saw this happening. And he went to the Attorney General of the United States and he told them, indict Trump.
There's just no evidence of that, Mr. President.
Because you mean he's
but let's stay
look
on track.
Look at all the lies he's told.
Mr. President, I want to talk
Kristen,
about
Kristen, wait
you.
A minute. Wait. Could I say one thing? Look at all the lies he's told over the last couple of weeks. He said he was at the World Trade Center and he wasn't. He said he flew airplanes, right? He didn't. He said he drove trucks and he didn't. Everything he says is like a lie. It's terrible.
Mr. President,
I'm even his handicap in golf. He said he's a six. He's not.
Even his handicap in golf. He says he's a six. There's no way. He just had to throw that one in there. You know, it's like he's serious. And at the same time, he thinks of these off the wall things to throw in there about the golf. But man, did he ever get into this one? Do you worry about going to jail? Look at that face. Are you sure? I mean, come on. Don't you sit there at night and just think, man, they got you. How did most of the legacy media go from superheroes of free speech to supervillains of speech suppression? Asked Elon Musk on X. And then we get to this one. Trump pummeling the antagonistic NBC fake newser Kristen Welker for operating as Biden's defense. And this is good.
Say that, and then you end up in a depression. They say you're going to do great. You end up bad. You say, and the opposite. Most of them don't know what they're doing. It's a touch. It's a feel. And I predicted a lot of markets. I predicted a lot of things, frankly. You know, they say Trump was right about everything. I think that the way it's going now, you're going to have to. Things are not going right now very well for the consumer. Bacon is up five times. Food is up horribly, worse than energy. Energy is starting to go up at a level that we haven't seen in a long time, meaning a couple of years since he took over, because I had energy prices very low. I had gasoline very low. We have to get the energy down, which they will never do. And they kept it artificial because they took the strategic reserves, which I had a lot to do with filling up for the first time ever. They took the strategic reserves and he issued it to everybody so that he could keep the gas prices down. Now, strategic reserves are at the lowest level they've ever been at, and we need that for war.
And there are a lot of factors that have contributed to
that. Well, no, the big factor is the fact that he took that oil.
Let's talk about taxes.
He took that, and he wanted to have low gas prices for an election. And now we have nothing left.
Mr. President, there are a lot of factors, including global factors, that went into that. Let's talk about taxes, though.
I don't know why people stick up for him so much when he makes bad decisions like you.
Mr. President,
I don't know why, and I have a lot of respect for you, and you were very fair in the debate. But I don't know why you and other people say, oh, it's okay that he destroyed the strategic petroleum reserves. I mean, why do you do that? Or it's okay that he has open borders. Somebody was in your position, not quite as good, said this morning, oh, having open borders is a wonderful thing. I don't know why. And I think that's why the media has lost so much credibility.
We're just having a conversation.
Oh, yeah. He catches her. Right after he answers a question, they just have to, and they're trained well, these agents, many would believe they're CIA trained agents, and they get promoted to the highest levels when they get to this area. But some just make it because they're good at what they do when they're paid off by the deep state to basically put into the minds of the people after a great answer. After President Trump provides this great answer, watch what she tries to do. I'm going to play this
nothing
once again.
Left.
Mr. President, there are a lot of factors, including global factors, that went into that. Let's talk.
Do you see? There's a lot of factors and global factors that went into that. So in other words, you gave an answer. I'm not going to let you have the closing statement on that. That way we can mix up the minds of the people so they forget what you just said. It's classic. It's the way they operate. That way everyone that was paying attention who heard that answer from President Trump talking about the stolen election and more will forget that he answered that because she validates for the people that are doubting it. Oh, see, there's a lot. You know, let me see. One more time. Here, get ready.
There are a lot of factors, including global factors, that went into that. Let's talk about taxes, though.
I don't know
and then she tries to go right into the next question so he can't stop her. But President Trump, well-trained, will not let people bulldoze him. He's very good at this. He stops her.
My people stick up him so much when he makes bad decisions like you.
Mr. President,
I don't know why, and I have a lot of respect for you, and you were very fair in the debate, but I don't know why you and other people say...
I don't know why you and other people... You notice how he gets into it with her to shut her up was, you know, I have a lot of respect for you. You did good in the debate, so listen to me. So she doesn't try to fight back. So then maybe she's going, oh, wow, he thinks highly of me. And she forgets about her fight. Who knows? But that was well done. And so all of these things playing out for us in many ways is waking up the public. Now, Truth Hammer has been doing a good job putting out information on Telegram. Got this one. The Gateway Pundit said everyone will have to prove their identity before they vote, says Robert Kennedy Jr. Proposes a plan to prevent ID fraud at voting booths and more. Wow. Truth Hammer said if you're paying attention, you've seen the numbers from Seth Cashel. If every voter was verified, how much would the number of ballots cast plummet? So what everyone now know happened in 2020, see? The establishment knows they'll never have power again if this happens, so they still have to spend a lot of their bandwidth fighting to slow the truth coming out. That puts stress on the same people who wish they could just focus on the 2024 cheat. This is called warfare planning. You plan to saturate the enemy's capacity to function and start firing off all the ammo you've saved up leading up to the critical phase. Keep it up. In the run-up to 2020, I remember wondering why Trump was still holding some ammo back. And I see the table being set, says Truth Hammer. And part of that table being set would, let's see, this little clip that I found here somebody put this out there. Who did? Oh, Wall Street Apes. It looks like the masses are waking up to the race card being used for votes. And so look what's happening with voters across the board in every clime and place of America. It's happening like this everywhere.
Left knows exactly how to bait black people because they use things like racism. The other day, Michelle Obama went on TV. She gave a whole speech, talked about how Trump was this and Trump was that. And at the very end of what she said, she made sure to say, and yes, it is racist. You know why? Because the minute you call anything racist or you add race into it, black people get emotional and they come out. Kamala did the same thing because they know how to bait black people in. Here's my thing, and I've told black people this before, who are Democrat. I don't try to convince Democrats to be Republican. What I try to convince them to do is know your history and read a little bit. Do your research. If you still want to vote Democrat, do what you do, but be an educated and an informed voter. Most Democrats can't tell you why they're Democrats. They just hate Donald Trump. They can't even tell you what Biden did in 47 years, but they're going to vote for him. They can't tell you what Kamala did while she was in California, locking black people up left and right, but they're going to vote for him. When will the slaves get off the plantation? You know what happens when slaves get off the plantation? Left knows exactly.
How about that one? That's powerful. A lot of power in that one. Let's see. Talking about the election, let's go with President Trump on this one again.
Tenth of a point.
One tenth of a point. I needed a very small. I think somebody said 22,000 votes.
To win?
Yeah. If you divide it among the states, it was 22,000 votes. Something to that effect. Yeah.
To win the election?
Yeah. If I would have had another 22,000 votes over the whole. But look, they rigged the election. If you look at Pennsylvania, but Mr. President, if you look at all
you needed
this stuff,
more votes to win the election. Are you acknowledging you didn't win?
If you look at all of the statistics, all of the votes, they say 22,000 votes over millions and millions of votes, 22,000 votes. So when they do Twitter files or when they have 51 intelligence agents come out and lie that the laptop from hell was Russia disinformation, and now they find out it's not. But they knew that at the time. They cheated on the election in that way, too.
I just want to be clear, though. Are you saying you needed those votes in order to win? Are you acknowledging you didn't win?
I'm not acknowledging. No, I say I won the election.
Are you acknowledging that you didn't win since you didn't get those votes? Oh, I didn't think I was going to laugh this much. They are so desperate to get any kind of information into the brain for people that watch Meet the Press so that they don't let President Trump get by with the truth. I mean, how many things do we have to show folks with these elections? I mean, even Arizona, you guys, I don't know if you saw this, but look at this video evidence. This is back in May. Video evidence. Let me turn it down just a little bit. Video evidence of Maricopa election officials illegally breaking into sealed election machines after they were tested. Reprogramming memory cards and reinstalling them. 59% of these machines would shut down on election day in GOP areas. Never thought they'd get caught. Wonder if they knew the camera was on. Anyway, we'll see how that plays out for the future. Let's see, what else does President Trump do in this interview? Oh, Ultra Pepe Live Zatter let us know the Lib reporters is missing something very crucial. Putin, as they bring up the whole issue with Russia and Ukraine and the war. Putin not only said he wants Trump in office, but what he wants to end the war and would be happy to end it in a few days. So why doesn't Zelensky say he wants to end the war quickly? But Putin is saying he does want to end the war. The mainstream media is lying about something when the rhetoric doesn't add up. I thought Putin and Trump were the warmongers. Yet they keep saying that they want peace.
I want to ask you about something President Putin said about you this week. I don't know if you've seen it. This was very recent. President Putin said, quote, "We surely hear that Mr. Trump says he will resolve all burning issues within several days, including the Ukrainian crisis. We cannot help but feel happy about it." What do you make of that? Do you welcome his support?
I like that he said that because that means what I'm saying is right. I would get him into a room. I'd get Zelensky into a room. Then I'd bring them together and I'd have a deal worked out. I would get a deal worked out. It would have been a lot easier before it started. Essentially, for 4 years, I kept them from doing anything. Because you know what? I will tell you this. I've never said this. Ukraine was the apple of his eye. I said, don't ever do it. Don't ever do it. He would have never done it. But again, oil prices. He wouldn't have done it because of me, but oil prices. The prices were so high that he had so much money. So he had all this money to prosecute the war. The one who drove up the prices was Biden.
Given that President Putin has bombed maternity wards, 20,000 kids kidnapped from Ukraine by Russia, mass graves, do you welcome his support, his all but endorsement?
Look, I had a very good relationship with him, and yet nobody was tougher on Russia than me. I stopped Nord Stream 2. You never heard of Nord Stream 2. That was the pipeline until I got involved. I said Nord Stream 2, people that were sophisticated military people and political people never heard of Nord Stream 2. I had it ended. The pipeline was dead. Biden came in and he approved it. There was nobody tougher than me with Russia, and yet I got along with Putin. Let me tell you, I got along with him really well. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. He's got 1,700 nuclear missiles, and so do we. But look, that's a good thing. Getting along is okay, but I got along through strength. And the war would have never happened. The war would have never happened. Now what's happened, it's so bad. The oil price is so high, it's hard to get it stopped. The oil price is so high. When he goes above $50 and $60 a barrel, he makes a lot of money on the war. Now, it's a humanitarian thing. It's a lot of different reasons. But I will get that war stopped.
Thanks for watching. Stay.
So just love how she finally let him talk and didn't try to cut him off. And again, the reminder is he's the one seeking peace. Putin is out there seeking peace. Zelensky just flies over and he says, give me more money. We got to keep this war going. All of this information, sharing, and more. And Dan Scavino continues to be one of those guys that we look to and say, you know, he posted something. What time did he post it? What is it about? How does it work? And more. And he posted this one right here where you've got a guy, if you're listening, digging for diamonds. The guy in the bottom finds diamonds, goes to the guy above him and says, don't waste time. You here have nothing. So the guy says, I found a diamond down there. And the guy that was digging for diamonds runs down to the spot. That guy found one diamond and he can't find the diamond. The place that he left was filled with them. Somebody enticed him, lied to him, had him chase another diamond. There's nothing there. Don't trust everything you see, says Dan Scavino. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter, Peppy Lives Matter says Dan Scavino's always sending out little encouragements and hints to anons. And this one sure seems kind of obvious. Trump used to blatantly say they must return the diamonds, which means the 2020 election. And here we have diamond on the other side of a long and arduous dig. Can't help but feel that he's trying to encourage us. I'll tell you one thing. Anyone still hanging on after all these years should be commended for their endurance. You've made it all the way to September 2023. Just hold on a little longer. It would be a shame if you gave up all your faith, your hope, and your patriotism right before we made it to the next big boom. And that would be the next, you know, we get this far, we've been digging, and the diamonds are just about there. Why would we leave and give up and run to one little diamond that was handed to us? Hey, you're wasting your time. Come over here and do it the old-fashioned way. It's the way we interpret it. It's the way I see it. Very interesting. So, guys, if you want more from this channel, all you have to do is go to andweknow.com. That's where we have a lot. It's in the description box below. You can just click on it, andweknow.com. We have all types of goodies there. We have our fellowship members that we've been sharing with you. My son runs this, and he tries to get everyone together for me to answer questions, and that at least monthly, if we can, you get discounts also for merch, monthly newsletter, and a special merchandise package. Pretty cool. And if you click on the shop site, you'll get into our shop.amweknow.com. And I wanted to take you there today. It was sabotaged the other day, and we felt really bad. We had to go to an old website for a little bit to get things working again. But Jamie and Andrew are always working hard behind the scenes, trying to come up with new ideas, new colors, new everything as we get ready for different seasons like the fall and getting close to the winter time and going into Christmas and what have you. And so I just wanted to make sure that you knew we had all these sweatshirts and hoodies. We have accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, a flag collection, so much more for you available. Just to go check it out if you would. And, you know, remember, when you wear these and you walk out in town and you run into folks, you'll say, hey, I watched that channel too. And before you know it, you've got good friends, new friends, and you guys are having Bible studies together. Who knows? You're sharing truth with others. You're learning together and more, and it's like one new family. Look at all those wonderful brand new hats available to everyone at shop.amweknow.com. Again, that's in the description box below. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Clinton. Now, you know, I used to call her Crooked Hillary. I'd say Crooked Hillary, but I took that name away from her. That was a great day. About 2 months ago, I said, you know what? Because I don't like using names on people, doubles. I think we have a lot of words out there. So I took, now I call her Beautiful Hillary. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, Hillary beautiful Clinton. Woman. He called her a double. Did you hear that? He doesn't like making names for the doubles, you know, the folks that pose as Hillary, because there's a new one running around, and he knows, and that's why he's been telling us this, the new Beautiful Hillary, because there's a new one out there. But don't forget this about Hillary as he brings her up, and he actually talked about Obama's probably running everything behind the scenes. Hollywood celebrities shilled for her. The entire mainstream media shilled for her. Multinational banks supported her. Mega corporations supported her. The military-industrial complex supported her. Online shills were paid millions to promote her. The internet companies supported her. Muslim nations gave her millions. Soros supported her. The FBI and DOJ conspired to help her. The DNC rigged the primaries for her. Never Trump supported her. Black Lives Matter supported her. Feminists supported her. The GOP establishment supported her. Leaders of foreign nations supported her. Bernie Sanders shilled for her. Obama shilled for her. All of the living former presidents supported her. Her serious health problems were covered up. People were murdered on her behalf. They rigged the debates for her. They used voter fraud to help her. The polls were always in her favor. She spent over $1.3 billion on her campaign. Everyone expected her to win. And she still lost. And you wonder who the majority is. And you wonder how the character called Biden, who lived in a basement, got 81 million votes. What else would be out there that President Trump did in his speech recently? Listen to this.
Fewer pollutants will be released into the air as we blast our way through enemy territory. And we are a nation also that wants to make our fighter jets with a green energy stamp, losing 15% efficiency, but allowing us to keep our enemy's atmosphere clean of pollutants while we attempt to knock out all of their planes.
You see that? He slips that in with a straight face. We got to keep the screen, keep the enemy's air clean while we attack them to take them out. You know, we'll just make sure we do everything above board. Basically showing the stupidity of this climate junk that they throw in our face, and they steal our money, and they claim, you know, sometimes I wonder if the money that they take from us is what fills up those planes with all the chemtrails, the barium and aluminum that fills up our skies. Sometimes I wonder if they use all that money for digging under the ground miles down so they can have their freeways across the entire earth. Who knows what they're using all that money for? Tronadon happened to catch this from President Trump, retruthing this five-year delta, 5 years to the day. President Trump retruths, are you ready to serve your country again? Remember your oath. And he retruths it, and it just happens to have the letter Q in it. Well, if you look at September 16th, 2023, and it would be the 15th on the 2300 Eastern Standard Time. Remember your oath, United we stand. And have the right here from Tronanon, the oath of office 2015, do solemnly swear, and that would be something that we would all remember as we go into this battle. Many are fighting on many fronts, especially on the money side. The Federal Reserve is losing $758 million per day, paying interest to commercial banks on reverse repos and interest on reserves. The losses just reached $100 billion with a B. Before all of these wild games started, the Fed would send its profits to the U.S. Treasury each year. It was usually a few billion dollars per year. But now the Fed has massive paper losses on their bond portfolio and massive daily losses on the money it has to pay to commercial banks to keep the system from falling apart. Now, we had an interview this Sunday. If you missed it, I encourage you to go check it out as we talked about the money system and more. You can go to andweknow.com/gold and reach out to them. Just click on that link and you can actually talk to Dr. Kirk Elliott or others and his staff, and they will help you out.
Valuing their wealth in terms of how many ounces of gold do you have? How many ounces of silver do you have?
That's right.
Right? Because really, that's the only thing that's going to maintain your wealth and grow your wealth over time is tangible assets, not paper that he wrote.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's what you guys do there. You support folks. I mean, you, right when I met you, we contacted your team, and they helped us get our IRA over from that system over to, it's all converted to silver now.
Yeah, it's really good. Had a great conversation. So I encourage you to go check out that entire interview and reach out to them. It is really, really good. And so saw this also from the stratosphere of all social media and more. The reminder of all of these things that they're trying to push on us. Remember, the Empire State Building lit up in its Pfizer blue to commemorate the CDC's recommendation of a new COVID mRNA booster for everyone 6 months and older. Mm-hmm. Pfizer's latest booster received FDA approval based on a study involving 10 mice. Trust the science. It seems like they're going to be ramping it back up again. Warning.
Now I would like to make a promise to the people, and I'm pretty sure I can speak on behalf of my colleagues. We will continue to stand with you, the people. We will continue to fight for freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. We will not shut up, and we will not stop going after those despicable globalitarian misanthropists. But we would also like to have you make a promise to us. You may have heard, it's all coming back. The first countries are already starting about talking mask mandates in Israel. They're already imposing it. I've heard of a few universities in the United States. They're already bringing it all back.
Before I let that play, I'm going to show you what she's talking about. One of them she didn't mention would be public notice from Victoria, Australia, September 16th, 2023.
Victoria, all of Victoria, will go to stage four restrictions, and I'll take you through the details of those. From 11:59pm tonight until 11:59pm on Wednesday, so for 5 days, there will only be four reasons to leave your home: shopping for what you need when you need it, caregiving and compassionate reasons, essential work, or permitted education where that cannot be done from home. Exercise for 2 hours per day. You must stay within 5 kilometres of your home. Masks must be worn everywhere in Victoria other than in your home. So there will be no visitors to anyone's home. They are not permitted. Religious gatherings and ceremonies are not permitted. Funerals can involve no more than 10 people. Weddings are not permitted. Victorians are well acquainted with this. We've done this before. Victorians know what to do. And they know that these tactics, this type of response works.
I think it's time to...
All right. Sorry about that jump in there. Just a reminder that it's playing out once again. They're going to do this little by little, folks.
And I would really like for you, the people, to not go along. Simply say no. They want you to wear a mask? Say no. They want you to put in another mRNA shot? Say no. They want to impose a curfew on you? Say no. That's really all you have to do. And might not be, or it might sound a little hard, but it's actually not that hard. Because once you've made it clear to them that you will no longer go along, once you've let them know, they cannot scare you anymore. Because as long as you're afraid of what they might do if you don't comply, they have power over you. Take the power away from them. Simply say no. Once you do that, they don't have power over you anymore. You will feel so free. Simply say no. And considering what we've heard today, and considering what we've seen in the last 3 years, considering what we know they want to implement, heck, you might even be well within your right to tell them to screw themselves and go to hell. That's where they belong. What will you get out of that? I can tell you, once you've done that, once you've told them to just go to hell, they no longer have power over you, you will have an incredible feeling. Kind of like a sensation of freedom will swap through your body. I promise. You will feel so relieved. And this is the state of mind that I would ask all of you to get to. Simply don't let them grind you down anymore. You are worth it. You are deserving of just standing up for yourselves and tell them all to go to hell.
So there we are with that one. What else do they have to try to impose on us? Let's see. If we go over to California, they have a new parental notification policy. Check this out.
Courage is contagious. In the last 24 hours, the California legislature has passed not one, not two, but four bills that are designed to remove children from their homes and into government systems where adults can have private conversations with them. And everyone, and I mean everyone, from the school bus driver to the cafeteria lady, will have knowledge about that child's gender confusion, about their stress or anxiety, their depression, except parents. The children are out. There is no more privacy. This is not an outing policy. This is a parental notification policy. At the same time, we have the Attorney General Rob Bonta waging an unsubstantiated war, a lawsuit against Chino Valley Unified School District that will fail. The TRO that was issued just the other day is simply that. It is a temporary order to maintain the status quo until a final decision is reached, and that decision will be the policy's legal, constitutional, and necessary to protect children. Do the right thing. Vote this policy in. Thank you.
Can you believe it? They can go into your home in California if they vote this through and take your children. What else is going on in California? Oh, the legislature officially passes a resolution calling for a U.S. Constitutional Convention to add an amendment on gun control. So you can't have a gun. They'll get those out. And then when they come to take your children, you won't have a defense when they pull up with their tanks. Not to say tanks, but their big vehicles, armored vehicles, and SWAT teams. Give us your child. Your child claims that they identify as another gender and you won't let them. We are now taking control of this child because you're abusing this child for not letting them transition to a different sex. So this legislator passing resolution for adding amendment on gun control, led by Governor Newsom, the demonic being, requires several other states to do the same in order to trigger the next phase. Oh, it's not just California. The final debate in the Assembly made no mention of concerns held by some in the state Senate that it could open up the Constitution to other changes with zero legal guardrails for the process, considering a convention has never happened in modern history. Boy, and to think what you guys in California must be going through. What else is going on? Oh, let's see. The soothing white pills put this out. This church in Dallas, Cathedral of Hope, had very special appearance by the degenerate pedos of perpetual indulgence this AM because Drag Sunday or some such, I can't even imagine walking into the circus, much less at a supposed place of worship. How much more of the cult's madness will it take for people to wake up? Somebody posted on social media, my six-year-old on her second day of school, it's a guy, and my sixth day, I teach middle school, and they're wearing these shirts, trans rights. See what's happening? What's going on? And then we had this drop. Let's see if I can find it again. Truth Hammer posted this picture with the Witches magazine out. Discover their secretive, mysterious practices put out by Hearst magazine. So I thought it was pretty interesting. I went over to Truth Hammer. I saw where he put this out. Really good. He has a shirt, amazing shirt. He says, you know, Hearst is a Hearst family in Castle, the publishing company, and long-term rumors of, let me go back to this, and let me see if I can pull up that one more time. Yeah, here it is. Hearst Publishing Company, long-term rumors of occult connections. By some coincidence, many of the serious occult families are in fashion or publishing. Not only does that give them influence in messaging and imagery, it creates vast portfolios of intellectual property that is used to create massive recurring revenue streams, billions in public and, money and stuff like that. Anyway, back in the day, witches couldn't market right in public with glossy magazines. It's becoming freakishly fashionable for ladies to say they are in a coven, like it's some kind of book club. Groups that operate the way NXIVM did have updated their recruiting models a bit. And a lot of silly people are going to these new witchcraft clubs. It's shallow, end of the pool, toe in the water stuff. A little mysticism and ritual to see how people react and find out who might be useful. And then it escalates. Life is so simple when you don't start walking down certain paths. Thank you, Jesus, and please expose the truth of what these people are doing to snare in the unwise and give them a chance to walk away. And there it is. Hearst was the first and a brilliant master of what analysts today call synergy, using one outlet or medium to promote an offering from others in a lockstep promotional machine in which all organs speak to their master's voice. Hearst worked with the CIA pioneers of using media for public manipulation. Yeah, the CIA has numerous fortunes at its disposal. Okay, reality at the disposal of those who pull the strings, and the CIA is just another tool. What is the largest global funder of journalism? We know it's the CIA. Way to go, Truth Hammer. Great exposure. You know, I'm really into watching what's going on with these witches and music and all kinds of things that they do in witchcraft and satanic cults to impose on our families and our children and on us. One of my favorite YouTube sites is called Good Fight Ministries. Man, do a great job. Joe does a great job. I've been watching him. Actually, folks, I was in a youth group in church, and they played a VCR tape in the late 80s from Joe at Good Fight Ministries, and I believe he was showing how the cult runs through the music industry and more. What other exposures do they have? Oh, yeah, you guys catch that Lauren Boebert just happened to be in a theater with some liberal Democrat, and he was just had his hands all over her, and she kept trying to push his hands off, and she was doing things with him. And, you know, the camera just happened to be zoomed out a little bit, but just happened to be centered right on Lauren Boebert in a dark theater. Not saying that what she was doing was right. But the White House, when someone brings in cocaine, the camera doesn't work. Oh, Epstein's jail cell. Oh, the camera doesn't work. But somehow they had a camera focused just right on Lauren Boebert with a liberal Democrat guy that she happened to go out with. In my opinion, I think they set the whole thing up. She went on a date. He's putting his hands. She's putting her hand. Da-da-da. They're getting aroused. Blah, blah, blah. They got a camera on it. They turn it on just the right way. Then they take her, escort her out for the public to see, and then it goes all over the news media. So they can track anything we do. All of a sudden, the cameras start working. The Lolita Express flight logs vanish. The documents go missing. The people are blocked from seeing the truth. But yet they've got many revelations of Lauren Boebert at the theater. But all the rich elite, all they've done, nope, cameras don't work. If you don't think there's something gravely wrong with our world when the media is more concerned with tapes of their political rivals than footage of the world's most famous celebrities on pedo islands, then you're not paying attention. More stuff that has been exposed. Joe Biden's TikTok army received over $5.5 million in funding from George Soros to push left-wing causes, bash conservatives. Sometimes we wonder why there's so many people on the comments below videos. Social media, they're just go on the attack mode. Many of them are paid. They're paid to go on social media and do the attacks to make it look like there's all these people that don't agree with you. Do you guys know, on the good side, House passes the bill prohibiting states from banning limiting sales of gas-powered vehicles. Oh, yeah. House lawmakers in D.C. voted 222 to 190 in favor of a bill blocking states from attempting to eliminate the sale of internal combustion engine vehicles. It also would prevent the EPA from issuing waivers for such bans. President Trump said the United Auto Workers are being sold down the drain with all this electrical car scam. Capital S-C-A-M. They'll be made in China under Crooked Joe's China First policy. Auto workers, vote for Trump. I'll make you victorious and rich if your leaders won't endorse me. Vote them out of office now with the Democrats and Crooked Joe calling the shots. You'll be jobless and penniless within years. Remember, Biden's a crook who has been paid millions of dollars by China and others. He's a Manchurian candidate. Other good news. Oh, New Mexico Governor Folz removes the firearm carry ban from emergency order. Wow. How about that? Grisham didn't make it on that one either. And then, of course, we have Tron showing us another boss retruth, President Trump retruth, of we must save our Constitution, right? The MAGA, the Constitution is the guide which I never will abandon, says George Washington. Constitution Day, September 17th. Huh. September 17th, if you go to the drops, declass coming, dark to light, carpet bombs, mother of all bombs, the Constitution of the United States. All of this is playing out. The Constitution is the guide. September 17th, Constitution Day, folks, the drop, the emergency broadcasting system. D-class coming, huh? More incriminating releases coming. Constitution Day is an American federal observance that recognizes the adoption of the United States Constitution and those who have become U.S. citizens. It is normally observed on September 17th, the day in 1787 that delegates to the Constitutional Convention signed the document in Philadelphia. 17 seconds into the NSA video, there's a video that was posted from previous decode, the Constitution of the United States was on the 17th second of that video. More retruths, all adding up to some very big things are playing out, which leads us back to where we started. Don't forget this.
Where are all of the Republicans who still have little slivers of a following in the cesspool that is the MAGA base?
What an end. This has been one that wasn't really sure how it was going to come together, folks, today, but should be encouraging. A lot of folks have been working so hard behind the scenes. Truth Hammer's one of them. Dan Scavino's been working hard. Many folks, GH17, Ultra MAGA Party. I mean, I could go on and on. Just throw, you know, a lot of folks. Banners for Freedom. Real America's Voice right here. This guy showing you all of the illegals coming in.
Like this. It's a sea of people. Look at this. Look at this. All the way down to the river, guys. Thousands, 4,000 in one day in Lajas Blancas. Just being completely overrun, guys. Completely overrun because of Secretary Mayorkas and Joe Biden.
Just because of Biden and Mayorkas, all these thousands of people coming in. He's there with his camera, sending out the reports, showing us what's going on. Panama's getting overridden by folks. Showing us clips that we can play from TikTok, right? Folks are putting these videos out. Showing us what's happening in California. Man, does California need our prayers? The people that live there, I just can't imagine what it's like to live there under this strange, demonic rule that seems to be there. My goodness. Take an act of God to remove all that. Sometimes I wonder when I see all of this playing out too, that when you see this one that I was showing you earlier about, you know, the witches magazines are now front and center on, you know, in places like airports and more for people to buy and read. And I just wonder, you know, when we took the Bible out of schools and prayer out of schools years ago, folks have an emptiness and they start looking for things to fill that emptiness. Families start falling apart, children start getting hurt, schools start changing their rules, everybody starts forgetting about God, entertainment takes over, and before you know it, they start filling that void with things that they see in movies and on TV, and there are so many movies, music, television shows that now lend itself to witchcraft, evil. And I've said this so many times, how difficult it is for me to accept anyone who claims they can watch demonic and evil scary movies and at the same time read the Bible. It just doesn't make sense to me. We're supposed to stay away from witchcraft, but many still go to it. We're supposed to stay away from demonic board games, but many people still run to them. It's a strange time to be alive where folks are defending these, where witchcraft is now put in front and center as an enjoyable thing. People go to theme parks and they take magic wands and walk around with cloaks and they zap things in the air thinking it's so cool to belong to something that is so against the word of God. So just done openly now. Definitely need to continue to pray for lost souls. No matter what happens in politics, no matter what happens with our gasoline, electric cars, witchcraft, borders, the push for the vaccine lockdowns, no matter what, we have to remember to completely give our life over to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's our only answer to God. He brings peace, comfort, and rest, and Him alone.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, so much going on. We enter the season as we get into the fall, going into the winter. We see the nefarious things that are going on around this earth, another push for taking away our freedoms, our God-given rights, the clean air that you provided, that we're supposed to breathe in, they want us to stop breathing it. All of the stuff that you provided from the earth that grows for us to eat, they want to prevent us from eating it. All of the ways that we have freedom to travel, they want to stop. Over and over again, we're reminded from your word. And I even think, Lord, through this prayer in the book of Genesis, as you told everyone to scatter across the earth. And yet at the same time, you had this Nimrod trying to build a Tower of Babel, trying to force everybody to say, no, we're not going to scatter like God says. We're going to build this tower. We're going to congregate in cities. We're going to go against the word of God. And we saw what happened as you came down and confused the languages and said, basically, mankind will be able to do whatever they put their mind to if they continue to do this. So, Heavenly Father, we know that the confusion that is happening around this earth, we know the desperation in many looking for solutions from the government, looking for solutions from science, looking for solutions from their local school, family members and friends, but we know the only solution to and answers to all of our issues on this earth is the roadmap, the map that you provided, the guidebook, the love letter for us, the Word of God, the Bible. We thank you for that. We thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross, who's rose again 3 days later. We know that all of these things that we're going through are only for just a moment. We're told in the Word of God that this time on earth is just a vapor. Just whew, that's as much time as we have in the earth is just a vapor, and we know that eternity forever is what we're looking forward to. We know the time that we have on earth, you have a plan for us to be disciples, to talk, to share, and to do the things that you would have us to do. And we ask that you continue to guide and direct us, lead us to the truth, help us to just show others how to get closer to you in all things. We ask for continued protection over our lives, especially during these crazy times. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support, your prayers, and hope that this is encouraging for you. Hope that we're providing you with what you're looking for, and that's information wrapped in the Word of God with so many trying to get the truth out, showing us how we can be a part of this all, okay? So I just ask that you'd hit that subscribe button, the like button, and share. We'd really appreciate that. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.